It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back, Yarlis. The Grilling Guys. Got Andy from the Wealthy Street Bakery and
Hall Street.
Hall Street. Thank you. Bakery. What a great business that guy's got going. And it's just nice to talk to him. And appreciate
his it. His baked goods are just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
We all get used to going into the supermarket to buy bread. A bunch of dopes we've been.
If you've got the time, get by one of these local bakeries.
We have a rule in our house. Don't bring bread home if it has colored ink on the wrapper.
Yeah, right. Because everything out of a bakery is clear.
That's commercial.
Right.
And a real bakery will just put it in a paper bag.
Right, or a plastic bag or whatever it is. But anyway, so we're talking. You had some patriotic stuff going on throughout this show, a little thread. And John Adams is one of the was he a beer maker?
The
Adams family?
Well, I believe it was his brother that made the Boston beer.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. There's a great book called The Adams Family.
Yeah.
And I have
Big
it
tall
if,
guy
if you want to read
Morticia
it.
And all that stuff.
I have it if you'd like to ever read it and learn something.
Yeah, it's probably not.
They were interesting. Yeah. They didn't get along always at all. But, as a lot of the founding fathers did not, they had a lot of varying they had knockdown dragouts fights in Independence Hall when they were trying to figure out what we were going to be.
Right.
And the famous quote from Ben Franklin, when the woman came out and said, "Did you give us a country?" And he said, "We gave you a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it."
Yeah.
And boy, aren't we seeing it now.
Right.
Anyway, the national bird is the turkey. And we do love our turkey.
Right.
That's just you don't have to always do it the same way for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You could actually get a small one for Independence Day. Spatchcock it and grill it,
right?
And
fabulous way to do it.
Yeah, do an authentic 1776 meal. I'm not saying they were spatchcocking, but you could at least have,
right?
You wouldn't be cocking off.
Exactly. Spatchcocking is you take the backbone out of the bird and lay it flat on the grill, season both sides put some oil on it, get some seasoning to stick. And then I started out with the inside down. That would be the breast up, and you lay the legs out on the back flat. They kind of splay out to each side, and the turkey is flatter on your grill and cooking on the inside. And I do these on a smoker. The big green egg is perfect for spatchcocking a turkey, and you got what's called a plate setter, or it's just a something inside the grill that divides the heat. So you're not directly over the heat of the charcoal. It just dissipates it around the sides. And that big green egg creates like a convection oven inside.
Or a Primo.
Right, yeah.
Actually
any
an American-made
product. Right. So there's a variety of they're called Kamado grills if you've got one, the big ceramic grills.
Yeah. Matter of fact, on my trailer, if you look in the parking lot, I'm headed up to my son Alex's house.
Okay.
And I'm bringing him a bunch of 2x2 patio tiles.
Okay.
And a rebuilt Primo that I rebuilt for him.
There you go.
Yeah, it was my buddy's. He bought a new one and asked me if I wanted it. I go, heck yeah.
Right.
And actually, the liners on those ultimately do go bad.
Sure.
Just like your big green egg.
Yep.
But that's just a replaceable part.
Right.
And sometimes it's covered under warranty.
Yeah, big green egg does. Yeah.
I got a new one for this one under warranty from Primo.
Right.
And so Alex, and my boys love to grill.
Sure.
And he is now going to have like a 12x12 concrete pad with a beautiful Primo sitting on it.
Yeah.
And then he can just sink his 4x4 poles in, build a few rafters, put a tin roof on it, and he'll have quite a cabana.
Yeah, right.
Out there in the woods of Manistee.
Yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't spatchcocked a turkey before, look it up online. I won't dive into the recipes, but it's a great way, and it's much more, one, it cooks in about two-thirds of the time, and it's very, very moist.
Oh, it's so nice. And the skin, it turns out beautiful.
Right.
You know, it's funny you brought up John Adams. Because
I don't think I did I?
Comment? Yeah, well,
we got him now, though.
The Adams family,
right?
Well, you are famous for bringing cobblers to events,
right? Yep.
And I'm a bit of a cobbler.
Right. But yeah, I saw your wood shack. You are a cobbler. That's a different kind of cobbler. But so, no, so the and I got to give my wife Lisa credit for all of the cobbler because she does really good work with
she
that.
She already knows you love her. You I quit understand. Sucking up on the air. The point.
I have to when the times I don't get that many opportunities, Bob. Right.
Okay.
But apple cobbler, you can look up the recipe. But done in a cast iron skillet makes a wonderful presentation, and then you can and it holds heat. That cast iron holds heat. So the dessert stays warm. We pull it out of the oven.
And everybody's
for 20, 30
had
minutes.
It before.
Oh yeah.
But the point is, John Adams, that was his wife's go to for him.
Sure.
And that, you know, and the foods those people ate. When you think you go into a 1600s pub to look at the menu, you might think, oh God, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be liver pudding or something like that. No, it was like apple cobbler. Chicken fricassee. These people knew how to cook. George Washington's wife was very fond of French foods. John Adams' wife, I don't know if he had one. I thought he was single. But
John's brother Sam made some
his
damn good
girlfriend.
Beer. So, yeah, it's all good, man. His girlfriend. Okay, so TJ, Thomas Jefferson, he went off the farm a little bit and went in the sea and made grilled oysters. Tell us about
those. He might have had a few girlfriends, too.
Right.
Which has happened before.
TJ's grilled oysters. Hit it, Bob.
You know, this looked unbelievably good, and I love to go out to the East Coast, and that's, of course, where these guys were getting their oysters. And if you're ever on Long Island, get the Long Island oyster. It'll be the most fantastic. I don't know. Conrad, do you like oysters?
No.
No?
No.
Does your wife?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's why he doesn't ever get them.
That was a dud.
Right.
So anyway, a Long Island oyster is fantastic. It's almost like a scallop. It's white and firm, and it's got a beautiful texture. And of course, with oysters, sometimes you get a little sand, so you got to rinse them out. But this reminded me of escargot, which I love. Do you like escargot, Conrad? Are you a snail fan?
No.
Well, you're just there's strike
dragging
two.
The show
he's,
down.
He's flat out. You know, landlubber.
Fritos. Give me something in a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's going to call for butter, Parmesan and Reggiano cheese, quarter cup of chopped Italian parsley or whatever you've got in your garden, lemon juice, clove of garlic, finely minced, kosher salt, ground black pepper, and then 12 freshly shucked oysters. Why are they shucked, Jop says?
Because you want the half shell to create the little cup, and
there
you want to get these things opened up so they're going to cook.
Yeah.
And they make a great presentation, too. So
they
those
do.
Are the reasons that you
they
shuck an
do.
Oyster right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do, you know, and you're like the king of presentation.
Hey, man, eat with your eyes first.
Yeah.
Every time.
And this is exactly one of those things you can make on your grill, and when your buddies come out and you open the lid and they see 3 dozen of these things sitting there smiling at them, I'm telling you, you're going to have friends that are going to help you mow your lawn next time.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be excited.
Yeah. They're an aphrodisiac, so be careful how many of them you feed.
Or stay home.
Right. Yeah.
But that's Thomas Jefferson's, one of his favorite foods.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, Thomas Jefferson, he was the one that said, We can't have an income tax. And they're fighting. He says, you know, it's not in the Constitution. We can't do it. And he warned them all right then. He said, if you ever go past 0.5%, you'll have a revolt the likes of which you've never seen.
Mm-hmm. We're a bit by that, aren't we?
We are. Going to change.
Possibly. We have
Watch.
An election year. Lots of things change Watch. In election years, right?
Watch.
But... So
it's a great year for change.
We've been all over the map and history book this show, but it is Independence Day. It's time for you to get out in your backyard and, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken. Those are all things that go on the grill that are super, super traditional. But just be careful. Make sure to cook things through. Make sure not to let your salads with mayonnaise sit out in the sun. Nobody wants to get sick on Independence Day because you didn't take care of your food properly. When you go to the park, if you've got one of those grills that stands on the post where you put charcoal in it, clean that grate or put some tinfoil on. I know Bob doesn't like to cook in tinfoil, but just be careful when you're out there because...
Well, you can't cook on butcher paper.
Right, exactly.
Tinfoil is good for cleaning the grate.
Right, yeah.
Wad it up.
Exactly.
So
get
also,
hot.
You know, if you don't have a flagpole or a flag,
right,
you still got time to get one. There's a company also called flagshirts.com.
Yep.
If you want a nice shirt, go to flagshirts. This guy is 82 years old, a real patriot.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy Independence Day, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.